News release. Colorado State Patrol. School zones and construction zones have lower speed limits, traffic calming devices, and a number of high visibility warning devices for drivers for good reason. Kids and roadside workers' lives are at risk. Yet when looking at data from the Colorado State Patrol over a three-year period, 2019 to 2021, troopers cited 9,643 people for speeding in construction or school zones. Great lengths are taken to alert drivers in advance of areas or workspaces that we know could be fatal for pedestrians, stated Colonel Matthew C. Packard, chief of the Colorado State Patrol. Motorists should never assume people will not be present and should reduce their speeds and put away distractions. People's lives are depending on you. Speeding is a common type of aggressive driving, and it can happen in neighborhood streets as well as busy four-lane highways. When looking at speeding charges in all locations, the patrol issued over 208,000 over the same three-year period, 2019 to 2021. Speeding can be habit-forming, but it doesn't make it excusable, explains Colonel Packard. When you don't have the awareness to drive cautiously and lawfully in school and work zones, you are displaying extreme indifference to your neighbors and community. According to Colorado State Patrol data, the top five counties with the largest quantity of speeding charges at the highest speeding intervals in 2021 were El Paso, Douglas, Jefferson, Weld, Eagle. Troopers continue to take a low-tolerance approach to lane violations while launching a year-long campaign called Stay in Your Lane. This campaign is designed to remind people to control their lane position based on their current driving environment. This campaign also aims to bring attention to three of the most common and avoidable behaviors that contribute to lane violations: driving aggressively, driving distracted, or driving while impaired.